Ladyfest Dublin was the first such event in Ireland and a wonderful thing to get over there for. So first of all, a big thank you to everyone involved in making it happen. Over the course of the next 30 minutes, we'll try and capture at least some of what Ladyfest Dublin was about through music and interviews. Hearing first from Jane Ruffino, one of the team of people involved in organising it. I asked her to try and sum up for anyone who wasn't able to be there just what they missed.
It was just a fantastic atmosphere, and that was the overarching everything of the festival, I think, was the atmosphere, the buzz. We had 15 bands, we had workshops all day Saturday, we had films Friday and Saturday, we had talks, we had a craft fair, we had daytime performances on the Sunday. There were things going on almost all the time, but it wasn't just that. You know, we knew we could put all that together, but what we couldn't anticipate was how much fun it was going to be. And how good we were going to feel. The atmosphere in the venue on Saturday night was just indescribable. It was so much fun. I mean, I've never seen so many people in Dublin smiling at once. I mean, even people that would go to a gig and stand in a corner were out on the dance floor dancing. So that was just fantastic. And I feel very good and also quite humbled by the things that everyone else was able to do as well, you know, sort of humbled that this is not something any one person could have done, but really good that I was part of this group. And I was happy to see that people that came along had a great time, and the acts that were involved seemed to be quite happy with this, because a lot of times at festivals or gigs, you know, the punters are happy, but the acts are not, or vice versa. And I was really happy that what we're hearing from people is that it was good, that it was good fun, and so I feel quite good about that. The mission to create this very inclusive space where people wouldn't feel threatened and people wouldn't feel unwelcome, that was something you can't plan for that. You can do everything you can to set up a situation where you hope that will happen. So I think that was the success of the festival, is people coming away thinking, that was fun, that was good, I feel happy. I feel happy about being in Dublin. I feel happy about living here or visiting here. So I think that's what people would have missed if they didn't come, but the fact is anyone can do this. If we did it, anyone can do it. It's none of us had any experience putting on festivals before, so it's something anyone can do.
I hope people will take inspiration from that. It was a fantastic event. I thoroughly enjoyed it and totally had that buzz that you're describing from it. Is there one particular personal highlight or one particular story you'd pull out from it all?
It's quite a funny story. In a way, it's negative, but I was feeling so positive at the time that I couldn't have even taken it negatively. On Saturday night, I was working the ticket desk. Two young women, probably in the early 20s, came out of the venue, and one of them kind of stormed up the stairs, couldn't get away fast enough, and the other one came out, and she kind of leaned in really close to me. I think she thought that I must have been an employee of the venue, or she probably wouldn't have said something like this. And she turned to me and she said, listen, we just paid in, only we didn't realize that it was gay night. And I just turned to her, quite mortified, but really amused, and thought, well, she must think that because the gender balance is actually far more, it wasn't even more in favor of women, it was actually closer to 50-50, which you almost never get at gigs in Dublin. And I said, well, it's not gay night, it's everybody night, everyone is welcome here. Leaned in a little closer and she said, but there are loads of them. And I had a really hard time keeping a straight face, and I just said, there's loads of everybody in there. Everybody here is welcome to come and be who they are. And she looked really uncomfortable and she just said, but they're everywhere. And I tried to convince her, sort of tried to make light of it and say, but it's a happy place. Everyone's here. You don't have to worry about anything here. And then I, you know, part of me almost felt pity that she couldn't enjoy this place. I gave her money back and said, you know, I thought, you know, Ladyfest isn't about, you know, taking money from people who don't want to be here. I was a mixture of amused and quite upset. The way I see it is that she walked into the venue and sensed that there was something different about this place and took the very mixed atmosphere and the great atmosphere to be, it must be gay night. It was very amusing, but at the same time, I've just never seen such blatant homophobia like that. Not in that kind of way, and that sort of like, can you help me get out of here? Like, genuine fear. But I felt like, wow, you couldn't go into that venue without feeling that this was a very different sort of place. I think ultimately it was a very good thing, and I didn't want someone to be there staring if girls wanted to kiss girls. I didn't want these young women standing there staring at them aghast and making anyone feel uncomfortable. But it was definitely a sign that this was a very different place. In a way, it was a low light, but it was also quite a highlight to see, you know, wow, people really do still think like that, and there has to be something, and we've done something. We have done something about that. So, yeah, I suppose other highlights, just the whole weekend was so much fun. I can't even pick out a single moment. I think the Sunday night when Cheryl sort of gathered everybody together to stand, and right before the fraction went on, and she was giving our thank you list to everybody who helped out and to everybody who played and everybody who came. And we actually had to stop because I think we were all choking up because we were all about to burst into tears of joy. And that kind of feeling went on the whole weekend. I got up on Monday morning, terribly hungover, of course, from all the jubilation, and walked around and kind of was walking around town feeling really good and happy and positive, but at the same time kind of looking around going, you know what's wrong with the world? There's not enough dancing. I'm going to do something about that from now on.
Jane Ruffino, one of the Ladyfest organisers there, and it certainly did feel strange after three wonderful days of Ladyfest to be back to the day-to-day.